Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. So, Star Trek.
You went there.
No, seriously. I mean, every time that I have a moment with Pat and talking to him about Star Trek or something of that nature, next thing you know, God's speaking to him. We have a situation that we need to hear from God.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling him, like, I don't know, man, that you know, Star Trek stuff, and you know, that was back then when piercing was a big thing.
Right.
Now I was standing by somebody the other day when they sneezed. I'm like, dear Lord, I hope they didn't have a bill lock because it went everywhere. There were so many holes.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I need to hear from the Lord about the situation. You know, is this person motivated by what is going on? Mm-hmm. What's happening? I didn't know. I mean, I knew it was something wasn't right, but didn't know what it was. Had to do with situation maybe in Northern Alabama during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord gives me a vision.
Mm-hmm.
In this vision, I have this particular person looking at me and giving me the finger, like the Star Trek finger.
Yeah, live long and prosper. It has a name.
It was like the finger thing. You hold your hands up and you're like,
mm-hmm.
Right? Everybody in the studio but me. Can you do that? Ooh.
There you go.
And so what it is you put like a V up. Or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know.
To two fingers.
This is some ancient character that Pat knows about that he watched back in the...
Spock.
Mm-hmm.
From Vulcan.
Yeah, from Vulcan.
He has a poster on his wall.
So maybe that's what the V was for, Vulcan.
No.
So anyway, so this hand gesture, this particular person was looking at me in this vision, who we went through a great journey. I remember. So anyway, And he does that hand gesture thing.
Yeah.
Of course, I didn't speak Vulcan or watch Star Trek like Pat did, so I had to go get to him to get the interpretation. As he would put it. How would you say it? The interpretation.
What it meant? Interpretate.
I had to get it interpreted by Pat. And, of course, that's, you know, after I said I don't think Star Trek's good, I got to tell him, you know, God just showed me a Star Trek thing. I need you to tell me what it means.
That was retribution for all those jokes.
All that happens all the time. I'm a Saints fan.
It's come back several times since then, too.
It sure has. And so I think it kind of goes both ways, but he doesn't bring up the other one. And so what the Lord was showing me was that this whole thing, this particular focus of this individual was about money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he was hooking himself up to people with great wealth,
mm-hmm.
in the name of God, mm-hmm. in ministry. And draining the resources off of people in the name of God. But God revealed that through something as simple as a vision,
mm-hmm.
and giving me the finger, like the stock thing. I mean, you can't see it because we're on radio, but you know, we'll put Pat's.
We'll put a picture up.
Put your good hand. Take a picture of Pat's good hand.
It. Put on a torch. They can see it.
Yeah. Use Pat's good hand. I mean, the other one that could, you know, although the Lord's going to heal that.
Yes, he is.
The Lord's going to heal that. Right now, we're just a paperweight, but we're going to. We're going to see some things. We're going to see some things happen.
What are you doing, man? Cut that out.
So let's see it. I'm going to show it. Show it right now. You got it. There you go. No, the other one. That's a hand. Show the one that looks like a hand.
Oh, the real one?
There you go. There it is. We'll make that available to you. Oh, the things.
Yeah, we won't use that one.
So anyway, that, you know, God will speak to you and show you. If you're interested in knowing what's going on, it's amazing how he will do that. And I'm just so grateful for his voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he says in Job 33, he speaks to us. Even when we're going the wrong direction, he speaks to us and warns us.
Yeah.
You still have tears in your eyes from the early. That's amazing. And I want to encourage you to be open. I mean, for there's a season of time you can be around so many folks who don't believe God speaks, that every time you talk about what God is saying, they just shut it down. They don't listen. They don't care. And you can start thinking, you can start just saying, you know, why even bring up what God says anymore? Nobody's going to listen to what God's saying. And then you start discrediting what God, how God's talking to you. And next thing you know, you bring no value to it, and then you don't hear the voice of the Lord anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know what? You know, forget about people in regards to that don't want to hear from God. I want to hear from God. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's just a conversation between me and God, I want to hear. And if I tell folks what he says because he told me to tell them, their response is not going to dictate my desire to hear what God has to say next. Mm-hmm. And he just speaks through so much and so many different things. And I want to encourage you, you know, one thing, the Lord had a season of hearing from the Lord. I mean, he was just letting me know his heart. He says he'll share the secrets of his heart. And and there's this whole season, I would say that season's here is now, but there's a whole season where he was sharing his heart with me about how bad things are. You know, and I would go to sleep and I would wake up and things that he would show me, what was going on in the nation, what was happening in the church at large, what was happening with ministers in the city. He was just showing me all these things, you know, and I would just get up and I would just be upset after a while. I'm like, and all of a sudden the Lord just spoke to me and just said, you know, if you're going to be angry when I share my heart with you, if I share what's going on, then I'm not going to share. I'm not going to speak with you. I was like, I had to figure that out. You know, right. Why, you know, he wasn't sharing it with me because I'm God and I'm going to do something about it. He was letting me know and letting me know, and he'll let you know, what he's feeling, what his emotions are, what's going on, what his perspective is. He says in Proverbs 1, if you had responded to my rebuke, I would have made my heart known to you. Mm. And then I realized he wasn't asking me to do something about it, you know, and it's sort of like Rick Joyner talking about in one of the books, maybe Final Quest, and God is revealing to him these, maybe it's not the call, these three armies. And the first army was in bad condition, and and so Rick throws in his opinion, you know.
Oh, what should he do with them?
What should he do with them, yeah. And he says, you know, just destroy them, get rid of them.
Off them.
Off them, yeah, right, right. And the Lord says, this is Pat. No, he says, this is you, that's what he said. This is the condition of the present day church. And so we have to be careful that when God is showing us what's going on, you know, we have to be open to it. But he speaks quite often. I mean, you think about all the things, speaking of Rick Joyner, of all the things the Lord has said to him. I was just reading this morning something of his that only twice has, I think, he's heard the audible voice of the Lord speaking to him. Most of it's just images and you know, dreams, and God takes you through things. And we're stuck. We're limited by our vocabulary, and there's so many other ways to communicate. I mean, art. I mean, look at the Mona Lisa. We're still talking about it today. I think France or somebody's talking about selling it to pay off their national debt.
Wow.
I don't want it. I don't think it's that. I think there's much better.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, Mona Lisa. And it's like, that's, anyway. So anyway, that picking up on the voice of God, learning to hear the voice of the Lord. The Lord speaks. The Lord does speak, you know, and that's one thing that if we begin to realize he does speak and he is speaking and we're not hearing him, it doesn't mean he's not talking. It can mean that our hearts have gone hard. You know, we no longer credit, you know, that dream or vision to him, and not every dream's from him and not every vision's from him. A lot of people even prophesy out of their own hearts and their own desires and those type of things. But it's really cool. I mean, God wants a relationship with you. One of the main purposes why you were created is to have fellowship with God. It's not just the side relationship that you have, and then you live your whole life, and every now and then you pop in on Sunday and you have a shout out to the Creator. It's a daily, hourly, minute by minute. When you lay your head at night, you meditate on Him and His, I mean, everything. It's just about having a fellowship with him. And so when you have a fellowship with God, with a friend, you know, you share your heart, he shares his with you. And sometimes he says, okay, now I want you to do something about it. You know, not only are you called, but now you're chosen. I've been talking to you about this. I've been preparing you for this. You've seen it happen again and again. Now it's time to walk this thing out, and I'm going to be with you. Like Moses is going like, not me. How can I do this? He's listen, I'll be with you. I'm going to be with you to finish this. But it came out of a long relationship with God, talking with him. And it's like so many people, you know, wanting to do something. They want to do something through God, for God, realizing, no, God wants to do something through you for himself, you know. And they're approaching the things of God based on their own ambition, selfish ambition, not ambition, but selfish ambition. Ambition's not wrong. Selfish ambition is what's evil. And money's not evil. It's the love of money. When we choose serving money over serving God, that's evil. But if just to have money is not evil, because then you can actually help folks with it. You can get things and that type of stuff. But God is speaking. And so when he begins to prepare you for this, maybe this day at work, maybe you're going to, I had a situation where recently that I was going to have something come my way at a certain day, at a certain time. And God took me to a place and prepared me in advance. And I remember calling Pat up and we're talking early in the morning and saying, you know, this is what the Lord, and you don't know at first because it hadn't happened yet, but he's sharing something with you mm-hmm. that's going to happen in your near future or down the road. It could be 10 years from today, mm-hmm. 30 years from now. I got stuff today that, and some things I may have shared that didn't even need to share, and forgive me for sharing it before it's time, but I'm just learning how to mm-hmm. walk in prophecy. And we're all called to prophesy and to hear the Lord and all. But I was talking to Pat and I said, man, this is what was going on and this is what was happening, you know, and we're kind of praying about it. And within an hour or two, I'm right in the middle of a friend of mine's home going through a great tragedy. And what God shared with me wasn't on my mind at that moment. I was just broken because of the tragedy. Mm-hmm. But then he looks at me, and when he looks at me, he says something. And as soon as he says it, what immediately came up was exactly what God told me mm-hmm. hours before.
Wow.
But it's what he said that God prepared me to release, because he knew that my friend would be going through this great difficulty. He knew what happened. As a matter of fact, probably at the very same time this was beginning to happen to him, God immediately spoke to me and then sent me there. Actually, it was a couple things that kind of came together. And then next thing you know, I'm with my friend mm-hmm. in this time. And it was amazing. Yeah. That's God is amongst awesome. Us. He's mm-hmm. with us. And that's how he works. He's not like this far out, even though he's far out, he's close up as well. I mean, he's not like this distant. He's now, he's present. Mm-hmm. He's our ever present help in time of trouble. That he's walking with us every single day. He'll tell you business strategies. He'll tell you how to get past, you know, relational issues in your own marriage or your own family or your workplace or your community. He'll just give you desires of your heart. He'll go, you know, you've been talking about this. This is what you've been wanting. As a matter of fact, I know we got to go to break, but I had a situation that happened just yesterday. I've been crying out for this thing to happen, for a lot of things to happen, but this particular thing. And it's just God spoke. Mm-hmm. It was time to do it. And remember, when you hear God speaking, most of us think you're hearing an audible voice. Mm-hmm. But most things just come in knowings. Like all of a sudden you didn't know it. And then all of a sudden you just knew it. Mm-hmm. And we learn, you know, sometimes we miss that, and I just knew this is the moment I need to do this thing. And I did it. And it happened just like I desired. And it was like this huge drink of cold water in a desert experience. It was just amazing. It was like, and it took, I mean, it was been a longing maybe 27 months, you know, it's been a longing for this to actually take place. And, but God knew my heart and he knew how to bring me joy. Mm-hmm. And he gave that to me. And I was just so grateful. This is the Lord. The Lord wants to be able to spend this time with you. If you want to learn how to walk with the Lord, that's called abiding with him. Psalms 91 says, you know, that despite all these storms and things coming, if you abide with him under his wing, he'll protect you. Read the whole Psalms 91. But also we have a simple plan for you at iabide.org. iabide.org. We've got a free plan for you. Go there, request your plan. We'll just share with you a few simple things to do that you can begin to learn to walk with God and hear his voice and respond to him. And listen to this. The creator of the universe wants to talk with you. He wants to speak with you. You're created for fellowship with him. He wants to make his heart known. Go to iabide.org. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.